This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Regional Transportation District is on track to make significant cuts to its service routes, but the debate's just getting started over which bus and rail lines to end. Denverite's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Two RTD committees weighed a variety of potential cost-cutting scenarios recently. The agency staff had identified dozens of routes it could eliminate to save up to $62 million as the agency struggles with large deficits. While one committee recommended a $31 million cut to services, board directors said which routes will be cut won't be determined until later. I'm Paolo Rafael Reyes-Shalceda, Denverite.
Donors have given the United Way more than $1 million for Aspen Acres fire recovery. The nonprofit hopes it's just the beginning. The United Way of Southern Colorado says that million-plus dollars was brought in from more than 6,000 individual donations. The group calls the support inspiring, but notes the need remains significant. Aspen Acres remains the state's largest active fire. It's now also in the top five most destructive in state history. More than 850 structures have been lost so far. The United Way is aiming for $10 million in relief donations. Jefferson County Public Schools may turn to voters in November to close its budget gap for the next fiscal year. A community advisory group recommended a $135 million tax increase for teacher salaries, education programs, and building upgrades. Jeffco Schools is facing a $60 million deficit for the 2026-27 school year. And Sierra Space was awarded a $798 million contract from the U.S. Defense Department this week. The contract calls for the Louisville-based company to design and manufacture 18 space vehicles for the missile defense system called Golden Dome. It's CPR News.